That's CNN. We are here with Intel. What's good with you, Intel?
Yo, what's good? I'm out here, Cali swagging it out. You already know.
How you liking Cali so far?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Every second of it. I might be moving out here. We'll see.
Oh, really? Oh, you got to keep in touch with us then, the West
Course. You know what I'm
Coasters.
saying? Thanks for having me. I appreciate this wholeheartedly.
Obviously, Intel is the son of Yu God from Wu-Tang. So, how is it being in the music industry with your father being who he is?
When I was younger, I didn't really grasp the gravity of what they were to hip hop, you know what I mean? Once that started to die down a little bit, and then I grew up and started doing music myself, it really gave me the chance to be like, wow, like these are like, they were like the Beatles at one point, you know what I'm saying? In certain parts of the world for what they contributed to hip hop. And even the more I listen to music and the more I create myself, I can just realize how much of an honor it is to have that blood in my veins, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate it.
You have a performance actually
Yeah,
today
it's my
in
first time in California, first time in LA. I got this interview, which is dope, which I want to thank y'all again for. And then I got a show in Pomona, opening up for a local artist by the name of Dirty Birdie. Shout out to Dirty Birdie. And my boy Styles hooked that up. I told him I booked the flight to Cali. 2 hours later, he was like, yo, you want to do a show? And I was like, what? Hell yeah, let's do it, man. Of course, why not? So I'm looking forward to that.
So he may be new to Cali, but he is not new to the music business. He's actually been doing it since the age of
16.
16.
Got serious with it when I was about 18, 19. Took a little break to, I made two short films as I'm also a filmmaker. And then just this past year, jumped back into it heavy. You know what I mean? I really figured out my style, my flow, what I want to talk about, and the type of music I want to make. I dropped an album for free on Bandcamp called Rap Is Art, May 2nd. That got a lot of good feedback from that. I got a DJ now, DJ Flipside. Shout out to DJ Flipside. More working crazy hard for me, putting in a lot of work for me. Me and him is working on something, cooking up something too that's coming soon, so stay tuned.
Okay, so you just described finding your style. What would you describe your style?
It's like before I was preaching, you know what I mean? I was always trying to educate people, but just like on some old school boom bap type hip hop, you know what I mean? Now I'm kind of like, my music selection is different. I want to make people do this and think at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That way they don't even realize they learn it. When they
Yes.
listen to it, when they not at the club or when they not partying, they like, yo, he's really speaking some shit. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
that's kind of my lane that I'm trying to really like dive into right now.
Positive programming.
Correct. Absolutely.
Positive programming. So, is there, you said you just have something new that you came out with, right? You just
Yeah,
mentioned
May
something.
2nd, Rap Is Art. That was my last album that I recently dropped. But I got a whole bunch of singles on my SoundCloud and everything like that. And I'm actually thinking about releasing a new single with y'all. Hopefully, if y'all host it, you know what I mean? If y'all debut it, it's something I
Oh,
recorded
of
less than
course.
a week ago. And I was like, I really want to put the song out, but I'm like, let me see if they want to put it out with an interview because I think that'd be dope.
Okay, you did mention, I didn't miss that, the filmmaking. So let's
Yes.
go into this filmmaking.
I went to Long Island University class. I graduated in 2013. I got a BFA in film, which was also a passion of mine. I did two short films that I wrote, directed, edited, produced, and I got some documentaries, also music videos that I do for other local artists around New York.
Is so you mentioned the documentaries. Do you have anything out where people can get that,
Oh
or
yeah,
no? It's
if you're looking for my filmmaking stuff, you can Google my name, Dante Hawkins, Dontae Hawkins. Or go to YouTube and just type in Dante Hawkins as well, and then all my filmmaking stuff will pop right up.
Intel. I mean, you got a couple joints you already released with Meth, one with Chris Rivers. Flipside put me on. How did those situations come about?
So the Chris Rivers collaboration, funny story, right? I was doing a radio interview, and the dude that I was doing an interview with, he was like, yo, bro, I just had Chris Rivers here last week. You should do a song with him. I said, I would love to. I don't know how to reach out. He said, oh, I got his manager's number.
What?
I said, cool. So I hit the manager up. I was like, yo, I'm a big fan of Chris. I want to see if I can collaborate. I don't really have a huge budget for a collaboration right now, but let me know what the number is, and I'll see if I can get it together.
What?
he was like, okay, you know, tell me about yourself and send some of your music. And then once he found out, like, who I was affiliated with and everything like that, I was, they just sent the vocals, like, less than 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I was expecting a quote.
Right.
And they sent the Pro Tools session, like, there you go. And I was like, and then it was, I'm just sitting there like, oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I heard
like,
it, I heard it.
Fire, fire, absolutely.
Both
fire.
Of y'all verse.
So I was very honored for that. Hopefully one day I get to perform with him.
Right.
And then
the Meth
is actually my uncle. He's married to my mother's sister. So he's my uncle by marriage. And everyone thinks, oh, you just got the record because that's your uncle. I've been rapping since I was 16 or 24. You
right.
Know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
the first
years.
Two songs we did in the last year and a half. So it's like, I had to earn it.
Right.
You don't understand that. They think, oh, it's family, family, family. Nah. I wasn't always nice.
Right.
Nice now, though.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? you gotta really be able to hold your own, because this is a titan in hip hop.
Yes.
This is a legend.
Yes.
You can't just get on the
yes.
record with him.
Yes.
You gotta
a
be able
legend.
To lyrically
yes.
go to war, you know what I'm saying? Like fine. On with the flows, the cadences, everything like that. So but this, I'm proud of the record, very happy about it. It's one of my favorite records, if not my favorite record.
I love that joint. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like not too old school, got a little woo flavor, a little new flavor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we mesh well.
It's so. Not too preachy, it's lyrical mm-hmm. and up tempo. Which leads me to the next thing I was gonna ask you. Out of the Wu-Tang Clan, mm-hmm. was there a specific member that influenced your style? Of course, you know your father, I would
yes,
assume.
I took a little bit of cues from my father. I couldn't take as much as I would like to, just because some things he does that you have to have a deep voice for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You
can't get away with it unless
voice.
You don't have that, mm-hmm. that bass, and as y'all can tell, I don't have that. My brother might get that, I don't got that.
Gotcha.
Inspector Deck.
Dope.
And I'm not afraid to say Inspector Deck is my favorite member.
Dope.
And here's why.
Dope.
Every Wu-Tang record I've ever heard Inspector Deck on, the way he puts his words together
yeah.
lyrically
yeah.
is always nasty.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, yeah. oh my God. And then yeah. His verse on Triumph, I think that's one of the top five greatest hip-hop verses of all time.
Hold on, I think I know the first line.
Bomb-atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses, can't define
the world. I'll be dropping these.
Yo, when I first heard that, I was like, yo, it's possible to rhyme like that?
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Or like, because I was young when I first heard the Wu-Tang albums and stuff, so.
Okay, back to you and tell, like, you should probably, you know, I talked to DJ Flipside, you know, DJ Beans, Bishop Lamont, DJ heard you, like, man, he's fire,
yeah,
like, you know, like,
yeah.
everybody that's hearing you is recognizing your talent.
I appreciate that.
What do you want to accomplish? I mean, is this a full-fledged career, or is this,
I'm open to the possibility of it being a full-fledged career now, just because I have the time to really invest in it wholeheartedly
right.
and not kind of like dip my toes
yeah.
in it.
Right.
But I also got things cooking on the movie side.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So it's kind of like a race. It's like whichever one brings me to that next level, that's the one I'm going to go with. But I'm not going to give up on either one.
Dope.
I make it
Dope.
Off the music. I'm doing movies with my music money.
Right.
I make it off the movies. I'm doing music with my movie money. You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
And go.
So an up-and-coming artist in Staten Island, my best friend, artist by the name of Drew Guns,
yes.
he's the one that got me into hip-hop.
Okay.
So I started out writing poetry.
Dope.
And he would read it, he'd be like, yo, bro, you ever try to put some of this to music? And I was like, nah. He was like, yo, give it a shot.
Right.
And I was about 14 at the time, 15. And then over time, when I got confident enough to actually start recording and writing songs to music,
right.
it just took off from there.
Gotcha.
I was like, yo, I kind of like this, you know what I'm saying? And
gotcha.
The more you practice, the doper you get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how I ended up being...
Dope.
The intro that I am now, so.
Okay. In today's game, you know, everybody has their opinion, I would say. What's your opinion? I ask everybody this. What's your opinion in the state of the game right now?
Of hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be one of those cats. I was like, oh man, hip hop is dead, da 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 da.
Right.
It's not dead. It can't ever die.
It
can't die. It can only evolve.
Right.
And some of us can either adapt to that or not.
Right.
I'm starting to adapt to it, and I'm starting to learn that certain artists are not always trying to be super lyrical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
they're just trying to make music from the heart, whether it be to get you dancing, you know,
right.
to get you crying, to get you whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to chill, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You just gotta appreciate whatever it is they're doing.
They're trying to do.
But we got people like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole still
mm-hmm.
keeping it
mm-hmm.
on and popping. You know what I mean? So hip hop can't
die. Joey Badass.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a lot of dope
nice.
Cats out right now.
Nice cats. Yeah. I like your take on that. Who are your top five MCs?
Of all time?
Or
right now?
All time.
All time.
Dead or alive?
Dead or
yeah.
alive.
Oh, that's hard.
You're
dead
coming with me.
Top five?
Dead or alive. I asked everybody.
Pun, Biggie,
ooh.
Jay, Nas, M.
He's the first person to mention Pun.
I think he is.
That we've ever interviewed.
I'm alone, and I think I'm alone in this thought. I think Big Pun is better than Big Empire.
No, you're not alone.
That's my opinion, though.
You've heard that.
Remember, I mean, they all, again, all legends, all goats, but wordplay is very important to me.
Oh.
Dead in the middle of Little Italy,
And wordplay, what? None of them could touch Pun in wordplay. Period.
Exactly.
Period.
But Biggie was a great storyteller.
Oh, great storyteller.
Great storyteller.
You know what I'm saying? Great storyteller. You know, Nas, another great storyteller. But yeah, we're shocked because a lot of people leave Pun out of the conversation.
Yeah, they do.
The top five.
They do, and I don't know why.
That's crazy.
I don't know why.
That's
crazy. And I'm in California, and it's kind of a sin that I left Pac out. I love me some Pac, but like...
Right. Same here.
You know what I'm saying?
It
alternates every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? It's just dead or alive, top five. Because I also have a top five right now, and then I got a top five alive.
You're your top five right now.
My top five right now, Kendrick, Cole, Pusha T, Joey Badass.
Yeah, Badass is
surprisingly, and people probably gonna feel some type of way, I really like Lil Dicky.
For real?
Right now.
Okay.
Right now. That don't mean they legends.
That could change.
These are the top five artists that are in rotation in my phone right now.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Because I just finished listening to his album and like, I like what he's doing. It's the comedy rap, but he got bars too.
Okay.
Crazy flow switch, crazy cadence. And people sleep because he looks weird. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
he looks strange.
Right,
his name is weird.
Right.
And they think he's just a comedian because all his music videos are on some comedy shit.
Right.
But if you listen to his album, technically, the boy's got bars. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking forward to that. You know, we're working with some cats. Anybody else we can look for?
Oh, up and coming cat by the name of Token. I got a record that might be coming out with him on it, and another cat called Mercules.
Mercules?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
He's still like Mercules. The name and the bars is just as crazy as the name. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna be honest, I never heard of these dudes before. There's a dude by the name of Sean Strange who sent me, you know, orchestrating all of this right now with Snow Goons, and he was like, yeah,
producers.
Production,
nice.
Nasty.
Nice.
So they sent me this joint, and I was like, oh yeah, by the way, Mercules and Token are gonna be on it. So I did my homework, as I always do with everyone that I'm not familiar with, and I'm like, yo, these cats is just, oh, I gotta step my, you know what I'm saying? I gotta come ready, because they are going in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm not 100% sure if that record was, I'd send a verse, so I'm, you know, waiting to see what happens to it, but I'm looking forward to that collaboration as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Wrap things up, what can we expect on the new project? Like, what angle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you talked about earlier, you like to make people think and dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to be the conceptual idea behind this?
So, it's called The Prodigal Son.
Okay.
And Flipside kind of wants to have, like, a undertone, but still me doing my intel thing.
Right.
So, you're going to hear some records that might sound like 94, 96.
Okay.
Then you might hear some records that sound like 2016. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I can assure you is that the bars will always be there, and the bars will always be high flow.
Oh, I know. So. I heard. I was like, you know, me and DJ Beans would talk. She's like, this is nice. I'm like, yeah.
That's why I was like, so that's the same exact reaction I had.
Right.
I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Y'all want to work with this
guy?
Right.
Right.
So,
yes.
Like, yo.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, matter of fact, it was the same reaction with, you know, with Trey D and everything. Like, you know, you always expect, you know, you expect, you know, you always have your expectation when you hear something and it's fire,
mm-hmm.
it blow your mind.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So